I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed. This is AI in 5 minutes, 5 stories, and hopefully 5 fewer reasons to think Skynet is around the corner. I'm your host, Dr. JR, here to drop the freshest AI news in your way your group chat would approve of. First, farming meets AI. At IIT Allahabad, researchers are flipping agriculture on its head with CVGG16, a new AI model that spots crop diseases in real time. Think of it like WebMD, but for potatoes, and minus the panic attacks. This system integrates leaf imaging, soil moisture, temperature, and humidity data. Even cooler, it's powered by federated learning, meaning data is processed locally on farms, keeping farmers' info private. And the accuracy? A whopping 97.25%. What's next? The team plans mobile apps in regional languages, so small farmers can literally snap a photo in the field and get instant diagnosis. A professor from the project said, "Our goal is to empower farmers with knowledge at their fingertips." That's not just tech. That's livelihood changing. Imagine preventing crop loss before it spreads. AI just became the scarecrow's smarter cousin. Next, we look at Sam Altman's AI crystal ball. Over at OpenAI, CEO Sam Altman is basically auditioning for Tech Fortune Teller of the Year. In a recent interview, he predicted that soon everyone will have their own AI team, like a personal squad of digital assistants managing the boring stuff while humans flex their creativity. Altman is both hyped, but cautious. He warns that if mishandled, AI could deepen inequality, be abused by authoritarian governments, or in his words, lead to a lights-out scenario. Chilling, right? But the other side of his vision is wild productivity and innovation. Kind of like a world where everyone suddenly gets a Tony Stark Jarvis upgrade. An academic perspective, Eric Bjornfelsen, Stanford professor and digital economy expert, notes, AI won't just automate tasks. It will amplify human abilities if deployed responsibly. That's the million-dollar phrase, if deployed responsibly. So, utopia or dystopia? Altman's crystal ball says, probably both. Now for some quick hitters. AI and HR. Companies are loving AI for hiring and training, but lawmakers aren't vibing with robo-bosses. Lawsuits and no-robo-boss bills remind us, empathy can't be automated. Now AI jobs report. MIT finds AI isn't axing jobs directly. It's replacing outsourced offshore contracts. Right now, only about 3% of roles are being affected, though that could climb. Upside, about 50% of corporate AI spend is still in sales and marketing. Now, Microsoft's malware hunting agent. Enter Project Ire, an AI agent that autonomously detects malware. It's nailed 90% accuracy on what it flagged, but caught only 25% overall. Still, it's a big leap for cybersecurity. And that's your AI in 5. From saving spuds in India to Altman's version of AI sidekicks, the future is looking both exciting and slightly terrifying. But hey, what's progress without a little drama? I'm Dr. JR. Stay curious, stay caffeinated, and I'll catch you next time.